Okay, next item. Item 3 is a subdivision rezoning at 828 Weatherden Avenue under file DAS Ed 37 of 2013 in accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw. This is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item 4, conditional use at 828 Weatherden Avenue under file DCU 14825 2013B.
Okay.
The only
John?
Registered delegate is the
applicant. Yeah. Okay. This one has parking. It's a pretty change handle. It's the map of the River Heights West neighborhood.
Make it snappy, eh?
Yes, it will be quick. This development is located in the Abbey Wentworth neighborhood, down on the bottom right there. Second page has some numbers taken from the 2006 census in terms of density as well as the population. Councilors, I have a concern regarding density in the Abbey Wentworth neighborhood. It's too low. The River Heights West neighborhood cluster has 12 neighborhoods such as North River Heights, Rockwood, Earl Grey, etc. that are between the CNR main line to the east and south, Route 90 to the west, and the Cinnabon River to the north. The Abbey Wentworth neighborhood has the second lowest density of these 12 neighborhoods. Only the large mansions and houses along Wellington Crescent have a lower density of people per square kilometer. In fact, the abutting neighborhood to the north, Earl Grey, has over double the density of people per square kilometer, 4,364 to 1,807, which is in the Abbey Wentworth neighborhood. The population of Abbey Wentworth has decreased significantly since 1971, with drops of minus 15, minus 14, and minus 13% in five-year intervals. And only 3.1% of the 325 dwellings have been constructed since 1970. 78.4% of the dwellings were constructed before 1960. None have been constructed in the last 30 years. City councilors, urban planners, housing advocates, social advocates, and residents speak about supporting infill housing to reduce sprawl, maximize existing infrastructure, encouraging densification and residential areas, supporting a variety of building types and tenures. And here we have Abbey Wentworth, a neighborhood whose prevailing density of house form of single-family dwellings and duplexes was established over 100 years ago. No new housing in the last 30 years. And the prevailing density in regards to people has been steadily declining over the last three decades. We recognize this is an area of stability, but stability should not mean allowed to decline. New housing, new residents, and a variety of housing forms will begin to slow the decline in this neighborhood. We are balancing the noble goal of promoting infill housing by respecting the existing built form. We do so by striving to adhere to the dimensional standards of a single-family dwelling regarding setbacks and building heights. There are no variances for yard dimensions or building heights. From the sidewalk, this structure will look like a single-family dwelling, except that instead of one traditional family of five people, we will have four units for four people, as we propose to have a quadplex on a R2 lot. Thank you for, we appreciate the opportunity to appear before this committee to champion infill housing. I'd be happy to answer any questions regarding the development.
Any questions, Councilor Jabassi?
Essentially, we're looking to have a fourplex that'll look like a single-family dwelling, but it'll have four units on the inside.
Yeah.
And we have four parking stalls in the back.
I hear what you're saying, and I see what the administration board's saying, and I know the area. Not sure what else to say. There's nobody else here to speak to this?
Nobody.
This is all single-family in this area right now.
There's a duplex like actually across the lane and down the street on the Wentworth side. There are duplexes in the neighborhood.
Yeah, there's the occasional duplex, yeah. Okay.
There's approximately 30 duplexes in the neighborhood.
Well, in the overall neighborhood, yeah.
And one to the south and one block to the south.
Okay,
duplexes. Well, yeah, I don't have any more questions.
Cool.
Thank you. Oh, I guess, yeah. No, I don't. That's okay. It's the same. Okay. I move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.
I move that the